I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, December 10, Argentina will inaugurate its new president, Javier Milei, who's been causing a stir. Marisol Gomez with Teach Beyond Argentina says
55% Argentinians voted for Javier Milei, the new president. I'm not sure whether they're voting for him. They were voting for a change.
Argentina's economy is crippled by an inflation rate of 143%. Milei promises to cut several public departments, shut down Argentina's central bank, and adopt the U.S. dollar. Meanwhile, local Christians are also praying for spiritual revival, organizing prayer rallies, and offering aid.
All of a sudden, the church started like getting organized and getting involved with the kingdom of God, but getting connected with society.
Pray for spiritual revival. And when seeds are planted in fertile soil, they can't help but grow and produce. What's true in agriculture is also true in spiritual matters as well. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says Beitin and Sanaz are perfect examples.
Their story is a story of fruitfulness right from the beginning.
9 years ago, the Iranian couple was on vacation in Turkey. They met a street evangelist trained by Transform Iran, heard the gospel, and accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Immediately, these new believers put their faith into action.
In the first year, they opened their home for meetings. The church grew pretty quickly, and it has grown ever since.
Transform Iran needs your help to train 100 more leaders like Beitin and Sanaz. Even $20 can make a difference.
Let's keep praying that this incredible moment in history with Iran continues while we gather in the harvest.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.